Well, Shabbat Shalom again, and we'll try it again. Let's start the video right here. There it is. Got to do the countdown. Boom. It's not. Camera's not working. Hold on a second. The camera don't want to work. Let's see. Screen. Something's wrong. Let's see. Let me stop that. I'll start it again. Boy, the devil must hate this study. I have a great study on mercy. Let me see if I can find the camera.
Audacity.
Okay. I don't want audacity. I want the camera. Let's see. There it is. Okay, I'm going to start that. Hit that.
You're on Logitech.
Click that. Okay, there's the countdown. And let's see, the study is going to be up in a second. If I can shrink this, it doesn't want to shrink. Okay. Okay, and the study is right over here.
There it is.
Well, I'm clicking
it.
There
it is.
There you go. There you go. Boy, what a battle just to get online today. A lot of things. Well, that was almost a trumpet. We're one of Messiah congregation. Kahal Chaba Mashiach, just a part of the Israel of God. And today's a Sabbath. We're just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world with all the people around the world. And I thank you for joining us today. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading. Heavenly Father, Master of the Universe, first we ask you to always cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot, any wrinkle, knowing that no sin will enter the kingdom of heaven. And we keep your commandments, Father. And John says, what is sin? Sin is a transgression of your law. And we start with the Ten Commandments always. And we make sure we keep God's Ten Commandments first and everything else after that. We give God the praise and the thanks for eternal life. Thank you for the blood of Yeshua that cleanses us from sin. May God bless you today, heal you, and strengthen you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Okay, let's move on. Anyway, in case you're wondering, we got this name 23 years ago from this verse below in Galatians 3:28. It says, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Yes, that's where I got that. And that says, Achad b'Mashiach Yeshua. And that's how I named our congregation. We're one in Messiah. Yes, one in Messiah. And there's the website, there's the phone number, there's the email if you ever need to talk to me. And my website is still happening too. Today is November 23rd, 2024. Well, November used to be the 9th month, but today it's the 11th month. So there's a discrepancy there right off the bat. However, Jehovah has his own calendar. We're in the 8th month of God called Bul, day 20. That's day 20 of Bul. And that's found in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 38. Now, you might hear from some Messianics or from some Judaism people, they call it Cheshvan or Mar Cheshvan. And the first thing you should always ask is, where does it say that in the Word, right? The word Cheshvan or Mar Cheshvan is not even in the Bible. It's not there. So we know that's an error. We know somebody made that up. That's why we just go to the 1 Kings 6:38. It says right there, Bul, okay? Anyway, moving on. Today's topic, and this is why the devil tried to stop us today, his mercy endures forever. Yes, mercy of God. And I thank God for mercy. Yes, thank God for the mercy of God. In the Tanakh, I found the word mercy 217 times. In the Gospels and letters, it's only 60 times. I found 8 matches for the words, have mercy on me, in Psalms. Here's a Psalm 103. The mercy of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So if you want the mercy of Jehovah, you have to fear God and keep his commandments. It says, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. And we do remember his commandments to do them. That's why we're here today. Today's a holy convocation, a sacred assembly, and we're assembling today at the congregation. I'm going to read Psalm 136, if you have your Bibles. Psalm 136, if you have your Bibles. His mercy endures forever. O give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods. Amen. For his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. It's a great psalm. David wrote this. To him alone who doth great wonders, his mercy endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens and the universe, for his mercy endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. That's right, there was water. He stretched out the earth above the waters. To him that made great lights, that's the sun and the moon and the stars and everything out there, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endures forever. Now I didn't write this psalm, this is the way it is. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endures forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. To him who led the people through the wilderness, and I hope he leads us through our wilderness called our lifetime on this planet, for his mercy endures forever. It's like a wilderness out there where there's no real God. There's thousands of fake Jesuses out there. To him who smote great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Here's a couple of names of these kings. We have King Sihon, king of the Amorites. He slew him, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land for its heritage, for his mercy endures forever. Even a heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, and I'm happy he remembers us, we're just made out of ashes down here, for his mercy endures forever. And have redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. That's a great psalm. Yeshua said, blessed are the merciful. Jesus is Yeshua, by the way, in case you didn't know. Yeshua is his Hebrew name. It means he will save. But he says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And I want to get mercy too. Yeah. Psalm 51:16 says, for you desire not sacrifice, else would I give it. You delight not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Amen. Hosea, the book of Hosea says, chapter 6, verse 6, God says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Whoa, really? Matthew 9 tells us, verse 13, but go and learn what this means. I'll have mercy and not sacrifice. That's what we just read. For I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I always ask God to forgive me every day for everything I ever do. Jeremiah, the prophet, tells us this, that God said, I spoke not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning, he didn't tell them about burnt offerings or sacrifices. He says, but this But this thing I commanded them. This is what God wants us all to do. Obey my voice, and I'll be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. So if you want to be well, then walk in God's commandments, and you have it made. So a couple of questions. Who is my neighbor? Who is my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters, sons and daughters? Who do we love more than God? I hope not. Hope you don't love anything more than God. Anyway, Luke 10 says, "Who?" This guy asked the Lord, Yeshua, he said, "Who is my neighbor?" Yeshua answered him and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead." Wow. "And by chance, there came down a certain priest." You would think that guy should help him, right? That way. "And when he saw him, he passed on the other side." The priest had no mercy. "Likewise, a Levite, when he saw he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side." Wow. The priest and the Levite didn't even help the guy. "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him." That's what we're supposed to have, compassion on people. "And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him." Wow, what do you think of that? "And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more, I will come again, and will repay you." Wow. "When I come again, I will repay you. Which now of these three think was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" Well, the guy, he said, well, he answered, "He that showed mercy on him." Then said Yeshua unto him, "Go and do likewise." We have to have mercy on each other, mercy, because mercy rejoices against judgment. Yes. Matthew 12:46 says, "When Yeshua yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him." I don't know why they weren't listening, but they were coming to speak to him and interrupting him. "And one said unto him, Behold, your mother and your brothers stand without, desiring to speak with you. But he answered and said unto them that told him, Who is my mother? And who are my brothers and sisters and anybody else?" Yeshua stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren," the ones that listen to me. "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother." Amen. Mm-hmm. So we might have relatives. They're not really our brothers. And we don't have children. Not really our children. I mean, they're children, but they're not our sisters and mothers and all this kind of stuff. But anyone does the will of the Father. "Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth," Yeshua said. "I came not to send peace, but a sword." That's Matthew 10:34. Wow, he came to bring a sword? What's that about? I am come to set a man at variance against his father, the daughter against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. So wait a second, that was in where? That was in Matthew 10:34. Where'd that come from? Oh, it comes from, it says, anyway, before I tell you where it comes from, it says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." So if you love your mother and father more than Yeshua, you're not worthy of him. "He that loves son or daughter more than me," Yeshua, Jesus, "is not worthy of me. He that takes not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it." Amen. So, where did he get that from? Oh, well, the book of Micah says, chapter 7, verse 5 says, "Trust not in a friend put not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of your mouth from her that lies in your bosom. Really? Micah says, for the son dishonors the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man or woman's enemies are the men of his own household, the people of his own household. Wow. Therefore, will I look unto Jehovah. Jehovah, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. So that's very interesting words right there. We can't love anything more than God. We can't put anything before God. Matthew says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. That's what we don't want to be. You pay tithe of mint and of anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. What's that? What's the weightier matters of the law? Oh, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. We trust John. He told us, whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law. Sin is the transgression of the law. So that's just that's such a simple, that's in 1 John chapter 3 verse 4. I will start today with the Ten Commandments. Remember, these are commands from God, not suggestions or just something from the past. These are commandments from God, commands. Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, or Deuteronomy 5, but I'm going to read Exodus 20 to you today. And God spoke all these words, saying, this is God talking. I am Yehovah, your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For us, it's our last life of sin, you know, that's what that's about. Commandment 1, you should have no other gods before me. There is no other gods out there. Commandment 2, you shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above. That's a likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that's in earth beneath, or that is under the earth, or that is in the water under the earth. You should not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I, Jehovah your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of your fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, or any generation for that matter of people that hate him. He says, but God shows mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. And that's why we're here today. We keep the commandments of God. 40 years later, it says the same thing in Deuteronomy 5. If you read the commandment there, he says, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Commandment 3, you should not take the name of Jehovah your God in vain, for Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And you might wonder what that means. Well, here's what Yeshua said in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verse 7. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of man. And that's what people do tomorrow. And we have evidence, we have proof that the Catholic Church erased the fourth commandment, which is really horrible. Here's the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day. Today's the seventh day from all his work which he made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Amen. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah your God. In it, you're not supposed to do any work. That's you, your son, your daughter, if you have somebody that's cleaning your house and not supposed to be there, men servant, maid servant, or even your animals, even the stranger that's within your gates, anywhere within where you're living, and you keep God's Sabbath. It's supposed to be Sabbath worthy, Sabbath consciousness. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and he rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, because he hallowed it. He made it holy. Yeah. I used to read this to our congregation many years ago. Exodus 31:14, you shall keep the Sabbath, therefore it's holy unto you. This is a holy day. Thank you, God. For everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. Not that we're not going to kill you, and no one's going to kill you, but if you, the breath goes out of you, that's what, you're going to have that. For whosoever doth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest. It's holy to Jehovah. Hallelujah. Whosoever doth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. And we didn't write that. That's what it says right there in verse 15. And we're not, that don't mean we're gonna, anyone's going to kill you, but you're still going to meet the Lord one day, and you have to answer to him. Here's commandment 5. These are commands of God. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, upon the land which Jehovah God gives you. How do you honor your parents? Well, you can honor them by one way, by telling them the truth and keeping God's commandments before them and explaining to them. Okay, you're not supposed to murder anybody. You're not supposed to kill. And if you hate your brother or sister in your heart, you're a murderer too, according to the Word of God, according to Yeshua. You should not commit adultery. You're not supposed to do that. Commandment 8, you should not steal. Stealing's a big thing nowadays. Nobody cares. You should not bear false witness. Don't be liars against your neighbor. Right. And commandment 10 is very simple. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his, or a husband, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, or the ox, or the ass, or anything that's your neighbor's. Anything. That's the Ten Commandments. Now, we keep those Ten Commandments every week. I don't know what's so hard about them. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an ending of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone. And these commandments were written with the finger of God. Okay, in case you don't know that. So this is a command of God. This is not a long study today, but I wanted to bring the mercies of God to you. The fearful, Revelation 21:8 says, the fearful, unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Wow.
So that's after God.
You know, I started today with the Ten Commandments. Are you keeping all 10? If not, it's called sin. There is no sin going to be in heaven, the kingdom of heaven, right? Mm-hmm. It may be still time to repent and change the road you're on, yes. So this is a short study today, but just think of the holidays, these pagan holidays that are coming. They're actually lies. Just think Christmas is a lie, Santa Claus is a lie, living on the North Pole is a lie, reindeers are a lie.
Jesus,
the manger scene is all wrong. Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. And that everything's a lie, but people just do it. And they go, oh, it's just for the children. So they lie to the children. But anyway, the letter to Luke says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah unto eternal life. And I'm looking for the mercy of God too. And I hope you are also. Micah says, who is a God like unto you that pardons iniquity and passes by transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retains not his anger forever because he delights in mercy. I thank God he delights in mercy. I really do. Don't you? He will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities and God will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. There's that little sea of forgetfulness, yes. God will forget our sins there. Thank God for that. Book of Hebrews tells us, follow peace with all men, with all mankind, and holiness. We're supposed to be holy in what we say, what we think, what we look at, what we touch, what we handle, where we go. Without which no man shall see the Lord. If you're not holy, you might think you're getting away with stuff, but you're going to end up in a hell one day. So beware of the false image of love that's going on right now in the world. Beware of false feelings and emotions. These pagan feasts bring on loneliness. They bring on depression, suicide. They bring on all kinds of things. Oh yeah, they also bring in a lot of debt to people. People go out of their way to buy presents for ridiculous reasons. Yeah. So beware of all that. Be safe out there. Keep your eyes open if you're around crowds and malls. And I thank God today for this study. It's a short study. Satan tried to stop it. Satan tried to stop the study.
Are you starting soon? Wow.
Wow. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Well, I've been reading. I read the whole study. And I'm finished right now. But if you didn't catch it, just click on that link up there. Just click on the link and you'll be able to hear the whole study. May God bless you today. May God bless the rest of the Sabbath day. May God keep us in His Holy Spirit everywhere we go. And I thank God again for eternal life. God bless you, everybody. Shabbat Shalom. And let me stop the recording. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.